Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. This is Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with respiratory therapist Darren Shull, who is the manager of the Respiratory Care and Sleep Center here at Pella Regional Health Center. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the things that they study here and the things that they can help you with, and also the open house that they're holding a little later this week. But first and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella.
I appreciate your time as well today. Thank you.
And just jumping right into it, this is a new location for you guys. You've expanded quite a bit from the cramped quarters you were in before. Could you tell me a little bit more about what the extra space is going to allow you guys to do?
Previously, we were in a location that was a very busy area of the hospital in the lower level. And with this new facility or square footage, quite a few services that the staff provide here with respiratory care and sleep wellness. And having this extra space allows us a little bit more privacy for the patient, a little bit more availability of the equipment for the patient. The first thing I would like to talk about is the pulmonary rehab area. It was in with cardiac rehab in that service area, in which having this extra space allows us a little bit more privacy for the patient, a little bit more availability of the equipment for the patient, and allows us to get up and close with the patient, focusing on their disease, teaching them and educating them about their disease and how to live with it, how to control it, how to maintain it, and really build the patient's endurance or tolerance.
Of course, it goes beyond the pulmonary stuff that you do here. That is a part of it, but the other thing that you guys help with is people who have sleep disorders or breathing disorders. What sorts of things do you help people with in that regard?
Well, the sleep center has actually was a two-bed center previously. We actually have built the new area to hold four beds. We're hoping to grow into the four beds. Currently, we're still a two-bed center, and with that, patients who have trouble sleeping at night, trouble staying awake during the daytime, there's numerous diseases, in the sleep arena that we can help you with. We have board-certified sleep physicians that are very knowledgeable and will interpret the data that we acquire in the center. The staff's very knowledgeable in regards to treatment and follow-up. And that's something that I'm not sure how many people are aware of, that there's only about, say, 20 accredited sleep centers in the state of Iowa, with Pella being one of those. We're proud of that. That certification was just acquired late 2010, and staff's very proud of that. And, the staff that we have here is pretty phenomenal, impressive in itself.
And, for individuals out there who do have a hard time sleeping or staying awake, what's that point when you think that they should consider it beyond normal, when they should come in and see you guys for help for that kind of thing?
Yeah, if you're sitting there watching TV or visiting with friends and you're starting to nod off or doze a little bit, that's a good indicator. You need to make an appointment with your physician. Discuss that with your physician. I know it's very difficult for some of us middle-aged males out there, that think, oh, I have no problems, disregard it. But that's something that typically the large population that are diagnosed with sleep apnea are those middle-aged males. A lot of that is due to, lack of exercise, a little bit of weight gain, our diet, nutritional. But there's other options to treat that until you're able to change your lifestyle and take control of that yourself. Some people can be helped with diet, some people can't, but we'll do our best to educate in regards to that. Actually, if you go online to our website, you can go to our sleep center area and pull up. There's a survey there with a few questions that you fill that out, and it'll actually, if a person scores at a level that's alarming, it will actually send the score to me and an email, and can take that information if you'd like and call us. We'll get that to your physician, and we can get your issues taken care of.
But, of course, talking about what you guys do isn't the only reason we're here. You're holding an open house on,
yes,
on Thursday, and it's going to be a pretty big event for you guys to fill up this space with lots of people, you hope, right?
That's correct. We would love to have you come down, take a tour of the facility. Pella Regional in itself is a beautiful facility, providing the greatest in technology, aesthetically pleasing. What we tried to build here in our area is something that's, we're patient-centered. It's all about the comforts of home. And we'd like you to come down. It's from 4 until 7 We'll have some food for you. We'll give you tours. Clinically, the staff's here to answer any questions that you might have and help you, you know, try to answer those questions and get you to the physician. You can visit with your physicians, and from that point on, our physicians here are well educated in regards to sleep apnea or sleep issues, and we'll get you to the right direction. We'll get you tested and get that data to a board-certified sleep physician who will recommend treatment for you.
Is there anything else you'd like to touch on before we wrap things up?
Yeah, we have got some comments from patients that we'd had previously in our other area with pulmonary function testing, which our staff also performs in this area. And we do EKGs in this area and EEGs as well. But some of the patients' responses are, it's truly amazing where we were previously to where we're at now. Actually, this morning we just had a patient who had a sleep study in the old area and had commented about how fantastic this area was. She'd rather come back and do it in this new area. So, you know, we offer for those patients, you know, we've got everything that you would want at home. We have it here. You know, we offer you a continental breakfast after your sleep study in the morning when you leave. We've got showering facilities so you can get ready for work from here. Just hit the road and away you go to work, and then we'll take care of the rest for you.
All right. Well, thanks again so much, Darren, for coming on Let's Talk Pella and telling us about what you guys do here.
Thank you.
Once again, this has been Let's Talk Pella. I'm Evan Little. We sat down with Darren Shaw, manager of the Respiratory Care and Sleep Center here at Pella Regional Health Center. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your weather eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.